Welcome into the Wildcats Den. My name is Jacob Vinson. Tonight we are joined by girls soccer head coach David Sadler, who talks about the success of his team so far and what they are still working on to get better. We'll also catch up with Anna Marie Smith on the girls golf team as their regular season comes to a close.
Welcome into the Wildcats Den. We're joined now by girls soccer head coach David Sadler and the girls soccer team at LA, a perfect 8-0 on the season, 3-0 in 6-2A district play. Just beat White County last night 6-0. And coach, your team has only given up 4 goals all season long. How good has the back line and especially your goalkeeper, Emma Dolworth, been this season?
Well, Emma Day is special. She's a senior. She's just a hard worker. She's come a long way. She helped us out tremendously last year as well. And she's done a lot of amazing stops and catches and really controls that defense. The back line is doing a phenomenal job, too. We've got 2 freshmen, a junior and a sophomore there, and they are working really good together, talking together and shutting down lanes. And then we also have 2 holding mids in front of them, a senior and a junior there who are experienced. And they are just working very well together.
Coach, do you think this year's team is better than last year's? And last year's had a lot of success and a lot of seniors, but this year's team is already having some good success as well.
Yeah, we are. Last year's team had a lot of experience and a lot of depth on the defensive side, and to where we didn't give up any goals at all. To where this year's team, we score a lot more. Yes, we do have a strong defense, but we're putting up more points than what we did last year. So the perfect storm would be both of them together. good offense this year and great defense of last year. But yeah, they were both phenomenal teams, great teams, and good leadership. But there are differences in them.
Well, kind of going off of that, you had to replace a lot of the seniors, a lot of that experience from last year. Who are some of the girls that have really stepped up this year to make up for the difference?
Well, we've got Taryn Childers. She's a sophomore, moved in last year from California. She has stepped up on our offense and really took a big role there. Ella Copeland, sophomore, she has filled in the spot of her sister Lily, who unfortunately got injured, one of our senior players who got injured, and she has been taking over her role as the attacking mid and being a leader on the field. And some of our seniors who have stepped up, we've got Avery Chaffin, who is out there on the field playing as a holding mid. And then on the back line, we've got Clark Officer as a junior, who is just they underestimate Clark because she's probably one of our smallest players, and they like to come down her side. But then when they do that, they realize that she is a force to be reckoned with.
We're talking with head girls soccer coach David Sadler of the Livingston Academy Wildcats right here inside the Wildcats Den. Undefeated on the season right now, getting ready to take on a good Anderson County team coming up on the road tomorrow. Coach, before we get into that matchup, just take me through what you guys have been working on in practice. What's something that you guys are really focusing on to try to get a little bit better as the season goes on?
Well, the major thing that my assistant coaches, Heather, and Michael and Brooke have been working on for sure is touches, passes, you know, looking for open people, possessing the ball. That's one thing that I don't think we did very well last year. We were real quick to get the ball and get rid of it. Now that what they have done when they have come in is that they've upped our possessions and just passing and really controlling the game a lot more, which has been a huge difference in our play.
And I mentioned taking on Anderson County tomorrow. You get a fun matchup with Cookeville next week as well. But this Anderson County one, always a really good one. What makes this almost a rivalry pretty fun?
Well, Anderson, we play each other very well. We go back and forth. We knock them out of the regions 2 years ago. They knocked us out of the regions last year. We've both been kind of the stronger teams on both sides the last couple of years. They've got, you know, our athletes are very comparable. They play hard. We play hard. They've got a good coaching staff. We've got a good coaching staff. So to be so far away, we're very comparable to each other, especially speed-wise and talent-wise. So I always look forward to getting out of the district and kind of going on that side just to see where our test is and who's the stronger one over there.
Girls soccer head coach David Sadler, as we're right here in the Wildcats Den.
Welcome into the Wildcats Den. We're joined now by senior cross-country runner Mason Beasley. Mason, first off, how long have you been running cross-country?
This is actually my first year running cross-country with LA.
What got you into it?
My friends. They thought it'd be a really good idea.
Have you enjoyed it so far?
I really have. It's been fun.
Have you played other sports before, or is this your first time kind of getting into sports here at LA?
I was on the LA soccer team and also did fishing here at LA.
So you've at least done some long-distance stuff before. I know soccer, you have to run a lot. Well, take me through how much have you learned just in your first season of running cross-country?
I've learned a lot. I learned that you can't go as fast as everybody else, and you got to stick to your own pace.
Did that take you a little bit to figure out, or did they kind of let you know before your first race?
Well, the first race, you figured it out, you can't keep up with everyone.
Might have chased the bunnies out a little bit if they sent them out. Well, what is your favorite part of cross-country? Is it the meets? Is it hanging with the team? Is it finishing a race? What is it?
Probably finishing the race and hanging with the team. They're really fun people to be around.
I know in cross-country I ran back in middle school, so a little bit different than high school, but it seemed like a lot of the fun was just kind of going around and cheering on your teammates as they race. Is that kind of what's so fun about the meets?
Yeah, you also got to keep the motivation up so they know they can finish. Like, so they feel strong to finish.
If you're racing, or even if you're just practicing, do you listen to any music when you're out there?
I do sometimes. Sometimes I carry around my AirPods with me and listen to music.
What kind of music are you listening to?
It just depends. Sometimes just motivational music, stuff you listen to when you work out, or just random stuff.
Do you have, I know, just senior this year, so you haven't run on too many courses yet, still about midway through the season, but do you have a favorite course that you've run on so far this year?
Probably Cookeville's course. I really like their course because it's really flat and not too many hills.
That always helps. What is your go-to meal before or after a race?
I normally don't eat before, but after, it's just celebration meal, whatever it is.
Whatever's going to fill you up afterwards. Well, lastly, four more regular season meets for you guys. What kind of goals do you have for yourself?
I'm trying to get my total down to 25 minutes. I'm at 26 right now. That's what I'm trying to get down to.
Sweet. That's senior Mason Beasley with the cross-country team here at Livingston Academy. Welcome into the Wildcats Den. We're joined now by senior Nick Emmerich, a band member with the Livingston Academy Wildcats Band. And Nick, first of all, what instrument do you play?
That's a kind of weird question. I play every saxophone, so alto all the way up to Barry. Currently playing Barry.
What got you into playing in the band?
If I'm going to be honest, originally it was to get out of keyboarding class. But it kind of grew into a passion, and now I can't really see myself doing anything else.
How long have you been playing?
Since fifth grade, so I think this would be my eighth year.
Was saxophone the first instrument you learned to play, or did you start on something else?
No, it was always saxophone. I started on it, and I've grown with it.
How did you, I guess, was that your choice, or was it just kind of random whenever you first started?
Well, when I was having to choose, I kind of looked at all of them. I didn't want to play the trombone. Well, that was my second option. I just didn't want to play the trombone. And then I saw saxophone, and I was like, isn't that from that one song? And that's just what led it here. That's what led that way.
What's your favorite part of being in the band?
Oh, definitely the trips.
Where do you guys go? Take me through that.
Oh, okay. So we go to every game right now, except York, but that's a bit of a personal thing. And then we also go to, like, 8 competitions at max a year. So we go compete against other bands like Cookeville, Forest, and all that jazz. And we participate to see where we rank among them. Though, obviously, there's divisions like small band, big band. We're a small band.
Gotcha, cool. Would you rather play at a sporting event or in a band competition against other schools?
Oh, this is hard. If it's just for, like, the energy, I definitely want to play at a game. But I think I'd much rather prefer playing at competitions because it's other people you can talk to that know exactly what you do, you know?
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite song to play, or maybe a favorite style that you guys play?
Oh, without a doubt, jazz. I love playing jazz, but my favorite song is, we've gotten some new ones recently, so I'm trying to think. Between the new ones, it's definitely, we have this song called Uptown Funk, and pretty much I get to play the bop. I just love it.
Who, I guess, so when you started back in fifth grade or so, did someone introduce you to band, or what got you interested in it?
Mr. Holbrook. He was the former band director at the middle school, and just how much energy he had, I guess it kind of drew me in more towards that, because, you know, I was trying to find a way out of keyboard in class, and I mean, there's this man saying he can make me this great player, and I was like, I'm down for it.
Do you have any future plans of playing the saxophone after high school?
Oh, yeah, I'm going into tech for it, hopefully. I applied. And then I'll get to a band director position, and then hopefully I'll go get my master's degree in performance, and then go for a college professor status.
Cool. That's Senior Nick Emmerich with the band here at Livingston Academy.
We go inside the Wildcats den now, joined by football head coach Dale Flatt. And coach, 42-14 loss to Stone Memorial on the road last Friday. And I'll just start it there. What were your thoughts on that loss to the Panthers?
You know, I thought we'd done a lot of good things. Most, you know, the other two games we have done really well on offense and maybe struggled a little bit on defense. And it seemed like it was kind of the other way around. In this game, I thought we'd done a lot of good things on defense. They had a few big plays that we needed to eliminate. But other than that, you know, I seen some good things that we done.
You mentioned the defense being really good, and I had that written down here. Gage Hoffman had a heck of a game, two interceptions, and he also had some really big tackles on the defense. How good was he specifically on the defensive side of the ball?
He really done a great job. He really did. And like I said, you know, he did. And actually, you know, got some interceptions, and usually a defensive tackle don't do that. You know, was a big factor of us being successful defensively, I think.
Coach, it was a really weird first half with turnovers on both sides. You mentioned some struggles on the offensive side of the ball for you guys. What have you guys focused on early in this week in practice?
I think, of course, Coach Dylan Hayes, he runs the offense. He's the offensive coordinator. I think he's focusing, you know, on running the ball. You know, being successful at that, you know, as far as defense is concerned, of course, we look at York's offense and we'll be, you know, trying to figure out things that will work against their offense and just things like that. Of course, we went defense on Monday. Tuesday, we went offense. Today we'll do a little combination of the both, probably a little more offense today than what we will defense today.
What is one area in your team, whether it be offense, defense, or special teams, but what is one area that you think has to be better sooner rather than later?
You know, it's not just, as far as, you know, a whole thing, you know, as far as offense, defense, whatever it is. It's not one particular thing like that. You know, I think, you know, there's certain little areas, and that's the way it is, you know, with any position or any, you know, offensive side, defensive side, special team side, whatever the case might be. I think we struggled early, maybe on the kickoff team a little bit. Seems like we done better with that, you know, this last game with Stone. You know, and like I said, we have really good offensive games, you know, with the first two games and, you know, struggled some defensively, and seems like we've done a little better defensively against Stone. So it's not one side of the ball or the other. It's just little things on those sides of the ball, I guess.
We're joined by head coach Dale Flatt of the football team at Livingston Academy as we're inside the Wildcats den right now. Coach, let's break down the York game. You mentioned it a little bit ago. Coming up this Friday, they're 2-1 coming off a win over a good Monterey team at home last week. It's a big rivalry game between the Dragons and the Wildcats. What do you know about the Dragons this year?
You know, they always play well against Livingston. They always do a great job against us. You know, I think we need to be ready for them. I've known Darwin Wright for a long time, and, you know, I know he's going to have them ready. I know he's going to have them ready to play. So, you know, I think we need to be ready to play as well. And if we are ready, it should be a good game. You know, and I think both of us, you know, if we play as well as we can make it a real good game. But, you know, we both have to show up and play that good game, I guess.
You mentioned a little earlier on how you have been game planning for their offense as kind of leading the defense, and they've got a really good player in Miles Lefeu at the quarterback position who can both run the ball and he can put it in the air as well. What really stands out when you take a look at him on film?
You know, I think speed. I watch him on film and things, and he looks really fast. You know, and their running back as well. Looks really fast. You know, I think their speed that they have kind of reminds me in a way of, you know, Stone having that speed in backfield as well. You know, one thing that you have to do with speed is contain it. And, you know, that's what, you know, we try to do whenever we have people that are very fast that we go up against. And of course, that's what we're working towards right now.
Lastly, Coach, I know you had mentioned to me something about the stadium last week whenever I was there in person, and you can choose whether to answer this or not, but what's the latest update on the stadium at Livingston Academy?
Well, as of right now, we're playing at home next week, and, you know, I'm pretty confident in saying that. You know, I've talked to those guys that's working on that, and they said it should be ready, so. So looking forward to having a home game next week. We hadn't had a home game in about a year and a half now, so that'll be an exciting time.
Very exciting things happening in Livingston. The Wildcats getting ready to take on York Institute coming up on Friday. That's head coach Dale Flatt with the football team right here inside the Wildcats Den.
We're joined by senior Anna Marie Smith of the golf team here at Livingston Academy inside the Wildcats Den. And Anna Marie, I'll start with how have you played so far this season?
So far this season, it's probably been a little bit harder this season just because we haven't had as many practices as we'd like to, and it's just been a challenging season, and it's been off and on, but overall it's been pretty decent.
Has that been just due to weather or just not being able to get on the course?
Just pretty much not being able to get on the course with just a bunch of different reasons, and that's about it.
Do you know what your average is this year?
I do not.
Well, you guys had an invite in McMinnville yesterday. You get White County at home tomorrow, and the regular season is done for you guys. Ends pretty soon. Where do you think you have improved the most this season?
I've improved the most this season probably around the green, just like saving a lot of strokes there. Because like last year it wasn't too well, and I just improved a lot there.
Is it getting up and down, or is it making putts, or a combination of both?
Probably getting up and down the most.
Is that something you really practiced in the off season and just here in the season?
Yeah, I've been on the green a lot, off and on, like last summer, and just practicing a lot, getting up and down, and saved a lot of strokes.
Cool. Well, what do you want to do well in the final match of the year against Sparta tomorrow?
Well, I would really like to shoot in like the high 80s. Like that'd be a record-breaking score for me. So that's what I'd hope to achieve.
Do you have any goals for the postseason coming up?
I just hope we can hopefully win districts or regionals or both.
And how fun is this group, the team, to play with this year?
It's probably one of the best teams we've had. They're a lot of fun and just very interactive with each other and lift each other up. They're a great group.
How fun is it to play for Coach Sells?
It's a lot of fun to play for him. He's a great coach, and he's very uplifting, and he's great.
Where do you think he's kind of taught you the most? What area of your game?
He's really helped me with my, iron shots. Like, he's helped me and just, yeah.
That kind of leads me into my last question. What is your favorite club in your bag?
My favorite club would have to be my driver. I just feel like I can let loose, let all my anger out. It's just the most fun.
That's a good one. That's senior Anna Marie Smith with the golf team here at Livingston Academy. Here are the events we'll be covering from the Wildcats Den. The golf teams wrap up their regular season schedule and they host White County tomorrow at home. The girls' soccer team gets back in action tomorrow as well. They'll go on the road to Clinton, Tennessee to take on Anderson County in a tough non-district matchup. The volleyball team plays at Stone Memorial tomorrow. They'll also play in the Gatlinburg tournament this weekend before traveling to Smith County on Monday. Follow the latest Wildcats sports at ucsportsnation.com. We're joined by senior Lily Copeland of the girls' soccer program as we go inside the Wildcats den. And Lily, we've talked to you before, and it's been a few matches ago, a few weeks ago, but the season still going just as well for you guys. Still have not lost a game. Looking at the schedule, the defense has only given up at only one goal the most throughout this season. I'll start it right there. You've been watching from the sideline for this season with the leg injury. How good has the defense been, and how good has your goalkeeper been in Emma Dolworth?
I will start off with Emma. She has gotten so much better just the past season. She's been working hard, and I easily think she's the best goalie in the district and the region. It may be top of the state, but our defense has done very well for it to be very young, except for Clark, who's a junior, but we're still very young. I'm very proud of how the freshmen and even Selah have stepped up to fill that role from last season. I'm just very, very proud.
I know when we talked a couple weeks ago, you said the expectations were still high, but were the expectations to be this good even after losing all the seniors last year?
I mean, I was a little worried about our defense, but now I don't have any worries at all. I'm very, I can't think of the word, but just proud. Like, they've stepped up and they're working so good together, and Katie and Lauren have worked together throughout middle school, and they just have like a good connection. We're getting better at communicating, and I don't think anything can get past them, especially how we've been playing.
Now, for those of the people out there listening that don't know, Lily suffered a leg injury before the season started, has been on the sidelines since, and in kind of a player coaching role. What have you learned about yourself in the last couple weeks and just throughout this season being on the sidelines?
Patience, a lot of patience, because I don't know, it's just something different. How I know I can't go out there and just like do what I know I could, but I have complete faith in all the girls out there that they can do and they can score. And Taryn's doing a good job about filling that role, about the scoring, so I have no doubts about any position on this field, really.
Taking on a good Anderson County team tomorrow, it's always a good matchup. They've had some troubles with you guys in the postseason as well. How big is this matchup going on the road tomorrow?
Probably one of our biggest games. Well, they're always a good team ever since I've played, except State. I mean, Greenville was very, very good, but they're right on up there, and I know that we can win if we play like we know how to.
And lastly, what does the team still need to improve on as this season goes on?
Just playing it simple. We like to get very excited and we don't make the right decisions, but just to calm down and make the simple passes and the simple just skills and stuff, and just to calm down and play how we know how to play and play our game.
Senior Lily Copeland with the girls' soccer team as we go inside the Wildcats den. Friday night, the Livingston Academy football team travels to Jamestown to take on the York Institute Dragons. The Wildcats are still searching for their first win of the season, but have progressed well in each game so far. The Dragons enter the contest 2-1 and are coming off a win over region rival Monterey last week. Miles LeFou leads the offense at quarterback for the Dragons and can throw and run the ball extremely well. He will be the focal point for the Wildcats defense if they want to keep it close this week. The offense for the Wildcats continues to progress as they've scored more points each week, with 14 last week against the Panthers. I'll have pregame coverage with Josh Scott at 6:30 right here on WLIV. Thanks for being with us in the Wildcats' Den.